Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. Today, 15th of December, diva Raina Kabaivanska celebrates her 80th birthday. On this occasion, a program of events has been launched by New Bulgarian University, where Kabaivanska is Doctor Emeritus and leads masterclasses in opera singing and presentation. Following the great success of the exhibition Raina Kabaivanska Parts and Costumes in October, now a new one is in the making. It features 80 art photographs that have captured moments from the joint work of the singer with figures like Callas, Pavarotti, Domingo and Carreras. A new CD, Raina Kabaivanska Rarities, a collection of previously unpublished performances of the Bulgarian soprano, will be presented before the gala concert planned to mark her birthday. It is scheduled for the 18th of December, and the venue is the National Palace of Culture in Sofia. At the concert, the diva will present 13 of her students who already have successful careers in the world of opera. The accompaniment will be provided by the Sofia National Opera Orchestra, conducted by Naiden Todorov. The event will be raising charities to go for young opera singers' stipends. Next, Raina Kabaivanska with an aria of Manon from Giacomo Puccini's Manon Lescaut, with the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra conductor Vasil Stefanov, a live recording from the 1979 Sofia Music Weeks Festival. There are singers whom audiences know and admire while they sing on stage. There are also singers who leave a vestige in history with their outstanding personalities and brilliant parts. Raina Kabaivanska is an artist who has set standards in the interpretation of some of the most emblematic soprano parts in opera, Tosca, Adriana Lecouvreur, Butterfly Francesca de Rimini. Her long and grossly successful creative career, full of hard work, ambition, perseverance, and dedication to the art of opera, offers not only outstanding achievements but also a few worthy lessons for the young. Gabajevska is a singer who had her breakthrough in opera on her own, at a time when this art was growing and becoming increasingly competitive. She emerged as a foremost operatic star with an admirable talent. Coming up, the diva in an aria Violetta from La Traviata by Giuseppe Verdi.
Teneste la promessa, la di sfida ebbe luogo. Il barone fu ferito, però migliore. Alfredo è in strano suolo. Il vostro sacrificio io stesso li ho svelato. Egli a voi tornerà per suo perdono, io pur verrò. Curatevi, mercate un avvenir migliore. Giorgio Germont. È tardi! Attendo, attendo, ne a me giungo mai. Come son mutata, ma il dottore
The gallery of characters that Rainaka Baivanska has acted is quite diverse and wide-ranging. Among them are the tragic little Japanese woman, the prima donna Tosca, the provincial Manon Lescaut turned Parisian courtesan, and Alyssa, a suffering martyr. She's particularly convincing and impressive, cast in Verdi's heroines, the regal Elizabeth, the gentle Desdemona, and the beautiful Violetta. In every part, she comes across differently, subjecting her voice to the means of expression required by the character. Her Tosca is one of her greatest parts, captured also in a 1976 movie by Gianfranco De Bosio. Next, listen to her as Tosca from Giacomo Puccini's celebrated opera. Rainaka Baivanska has sung with the greatest singers of our time. She exhibits an extraordinary creative longevity, which, among other striking episodes, includes the rendition of the extravagant part of Emilia Marti from the Makropoulos case by Czech composer Leoš Janáček. On stage, Baivanska is a refined actress, elaborating even the tiniest details, someone emanating beauty and intelligence. But this is not all, because her teaching career is also remarkable. Many years ago, she launched master classes in Italy and France, and she has been leading such classes at New Bulgarian University since 2001. Many of the singers trained by her have already launched international careers. Coming up, Kabai Banska presents an aria of Cho-Cho-San from Madame Butterfly by Giacomo Puccini.
Cielo,
stately, gracious, a veritable diva who always reminds us that art is a spiritual gift rather than a commodity that is labeled and sold. It could be that Raina Kabaivanska is the last lady of the time when not just the voice, but the overall presentation of the singer is appreciated, a time when opera conveys messages and fosters the spirit of the audience. Finally, Raina Kabaivanska with an aria of Adriana Lecouvreur from the eponymous opera by Francesco Cilea. This has been Time Out for Music, celebrating the 80th birthday of opera diva, soprano Raina Kabaivanska. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.